In a nutshell, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, the reason that you people are so deviated from the right path and you are committing such a big crime is because your stomach is filled up with haram. Because you are what you eat. It forms your souls, our personalities. Ya ayyuhan nas, kulu mimma fil ard halalan tayyiba wa la tattabi'u khutuwat ash-shaytan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. So Quran says that of things that are made permissible, meaning the food that you take matters in your personality. What you say, what you hear matters, because kulu, remember, it's not only eat in the form of a morsel of food, it also includes what you listen to, what we watch, what we touch matters, and so forth. You are in fact sending food to your souls. Quran says that watch, don't let any stranger come in. Make sure what comes in is halal and tayyib. Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah wa kula minha ragadan haythu shi'tuma wa la taqraba hadhihi ash-shajara. There is only one forbidden tree. Do not approach that tree. If you approach it, then you are going to create a problem for yourself. Fatakuna min al-zalimin. Quran says, or you'll be one of the zalimin. They did it, they became one of the wrongdoers, and that's why they had to plead to God. Imam Baqir alayhi salam in a hadith, he says, إِنَّ الرَّجُلِ إِذَا أَصَابَ مَالًا مِنْ حَرَامٍ لَمْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْهُ حَجٌّ وَلَا عُمْرَةٌ وَلَا صِلَةُ رَحِمٍ حَتَّى أَنَّهُ يَفْسُدُ فِيهِ الْفَارْجُ. When a man earns some money from a haram way, his hajj on the Day of Judgment is not accepted. Isn't it a tragedy? Majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam that he fed or helped is not accepted. Charity, contribution, donation to the poor, to the relatives is not accepted. Why not? Because the Imam says God is pure, inna la tayyib, and only accepts the pure things. Imam says that even if the sources of my income is haram, it's going to affect my marriage relation. My relation with my spouse, my children, or vice versa will be affected. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that a brick in a house that is made from haram income is a guarantee for the collapsing and for the ruining of that house, not whether physically or breaking a marriage. Either way, it has its effect. The Imam in his sermon on the Day of Ashura again, he says, فَقَدْ مُلَأَتْ بُطُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. Your stomachs are filled with haram, and that's why you don't listen to me. Or when you listen, it does not avail you. Although you pray, your prayer does not prevent you from fahsha, from committing atrocity. Because there was no soul, there's no spirit in their prayers. Because they were praying, but their income was from haram. And it's something very important for us to learn. Hopefully, if Imam Mahdi Ajallah Farajul Sharif at our time appears, God forbid, we are not like kufans.